Thank you, Dallas. That was wonderful. And thank you, Penny, for those be that beautiful video of the flowers blossoming. Welcome to Easter Sunday, everybody. My name is Joanne, and welcome to the Center for Positive Living, especially if this is your first time. Hope you all have your Easter hats on. Oh, Irene's got hers on too. Good. Okay, I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word today. The opening message is Arise. I welcome my resurrection experience. In Mark's gospel, the women who came to anoint Jesus's body on Easter morning flee in terror after finding the tomb empty. They are told Jesus has been raised. Stories from early Christian communities describe a transformation from fear to faith as Jesus. Early followers come to realize that not even death can hold the Christ spirit captive. With joys, faith, Jesus's followers greet one another, declaring he is risen and affirming he is risen indeed. Letting go of fear, I say yes to my resurrection experience. Guided by the resurrection power of the Christ spirit within me, I am set free from the tomb of lack and limitation. I follow Jesus into the light of new awareness, a new dimension of life. Christ is risen in me. But he said to them, do not be afraid. You seek Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Behold the place where he is laid. Mark 16:6. Let's join in singing Surely the Presence while Dallas and Linda lead us.
Where is Surely the Presence? Okay. Do you want to sing? Do you want me to move the mic? Okay. The presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and the grace. I can hear the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can hear the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place.
Thank you, Dallas. Let's all say our opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Now join us singing Holy, Holy, Holy with Dallas and Linda for our welcoming song.
Early
the time. Let's do this over again.
Thank you, Dallas. That was beautiful. I remember that one from Catholic elementary school. That was wonderful. Okay, well, now that we're online in Zoom, you should all be back in gallery view. If not, put yourself in gallery view and wave to everybody. And Daria, you have so many new people here. Why don't you unmute and introduce them all? If I can find you, where are you? There you are.
Did?
Okay.
Yes. Well, welcome all my friends who are here, Mike Horn, John Ruffin, Barita Merle, Roberta Burrows, I don't know who all is here, Renee Mercer, I saw a few names, Rebecca Green,
yeah.
I'm not sure I'm saying
everybody wave to each other.
Everybody wave. Yeah, some people have their photos up, they're not showing themselves
okay.
In person yet. Yes, they're not visible.
And welcome, Christy. We haven't seen you for a while. And Sandy Crowell.
Yeah.
Yay, it's so good to see you all. It's wonderful. All righty. Let's see.
This would be the equivalent of standing up in church, right?
Yeah.
With everybody looking at you.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's do announcements. If you could just email any announcement you have that we don't have already, and we will put that into the next Sunday service. Grandfather's Medicine Wheel teaching will be Thursdays at 6 o'clock on this Zoom channel. This week, he will begin a series of teachings of the inner wheel of the medicine wheel. And good news, you can now donate to our center online. Just go to our website, unityofcentralia.net, and click on the donation page. And thank you, Tom, for your perseverance in getting that done. You enter the amount and the card information, and 97% of that donation goes directly to our center. Of course, checks are always welcome. Then we get the other 3%. Okay. Please raise your hand, unmute yourself and raise your hand if you have an announcement. Jerry has an announcement. Jerry has to unmute himself and make his announcement.
Well, next week we have our board meeting, and there has been some talk about having it at the church. I don't know the board members who are present, if they have any feelings about that or not, but is there any feedback about that?
I was going to give you the results of the poll next meeting, and we were going to decide next meeting. Because we sent out cards to everybody.
Not exactly. The board meeting at the church is what the...
Oh, I've have the board heard. Meeting at the church?
Yeah. I don't know how you all feel about that, but I'd bring it up.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about it afterwards. That would be very interesting.
Okay.
make a lot of changes, we'd have to go to the church for the meeting. You know.
After Zoom service?
Yeah. We'd have to go to the church in order to have a board meeting at the church.
Okay, we'll discuss that after service then.
Just something to think about.
Okay. Anybody else have an announcement? Do I see any hands that I'm missing? No? All right, then. Please join us in our unity statement. We will say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And now Dallas and Linda will lead us in our song of joy, Christ the Lord is Risen Today. Alleluia. Thank you, Dallas. That was wonderful, as always. And now our reading today will be Cindy Rose, who will unmute herself.
Good morning, everyone. Today, my reading is a poem by Christina Rossetti, and it's called Spring. Frost locked all the winter, seeds and roots and stones of fruits. What shall make this sap ascend, that they may put forth shoots? Tips of green, tender green, leaf or blade or sheath, telling of the hidden life that breaks forth underneath. Life nursed in its grave by death, blows the thaw wind pleasantly, drips the soaking rain. By fits look down the waking sun, young grass springs on the plain. Young leaves clothe every early hedgerow trees, seeds and roots and stones of fruits. Swollen with sap, put forth their shoots. Curled-headed ferns sprout in the lane. Birds sing and pair again. There is no time like spring when life's alive in everything. Before new nestlings sing, before cleft swallows speed their journey back along the trackless track. God guides their wings. He spreads their table that they nothing lack. Before the daisy grows a common flower. Before the sun has power to scorch the world up in his noontide hour. There is no time like spring that passes by. There is no life like spring life, born to die, piercing the sod, clothing the uncouth clod, hatched in the nest, fledged on the windy bough, strong on the wing. There is no time like spring that passes by, now newly born and now hastening to die.
Thank you, Cindy. Don't you just love spring? Woo. All right. Let's listen to or sing along with Dallas and Linda. One of my favorite songs, Morning Has Broken. Thanks, Dallas. That was great. All right. Please join me in our affirmations. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I'm at peace knowing that everything I need comes to me in the perfect time. And this is the first Sunday of the month, so we'll be praying the traditional Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Dallas will lead us in the Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Dallas and his accompanist, Linda. Good to see you again. Every Sunday, we have a different speaker, which is a wonderful privilege for us. This morning, we are blessed to have Dr. Daria Funches continue to enlighten and inspire us as she continues on her series, on this new day of a holy nation. And here's Daria. Unmute yourself. We're going to hear that term for the rest of our lives, aren't we? Nope, still muted.
Good morning. Happy Resurrection Day. The series I've been doing since the beginning of the year is Thy Will Be Done in 2021. And the theme today is on this new day of a holy nation within the context of Thy Will Be Done in 2021. So this is an important day. You know, if you grew up at all in church, we used to have a saying that there were the people who were, you know, we had different denominations, as you know, in the Christian church. And one of them, which really is Christian Methodist Episcopal, people used to use as a shorthand and say, those who come on Christmas, on Mother's Day, and on Easter, CME. Of course, that's not real meaning of CME, but that was like the numbers increase. And it welcomes, it's a Resurrection Sunday, right? Because we're welcoming a new day, a new beginning, a new appearance, that we can take off our old robes and wear new garments in this life, in this earth, that we can take this spiritual walk on this earth walk and be more fully present in it because we are embracing, embodying, and celebrating and being the resurrection, which is a new life, a new beginning, to stand up, to rise again, to rise from the previous experience, to rise from death, to be born in this day. So let's take this journey with each other today. I want to talk about this and share what I've been thinking and feeling and observing and experiencing and hearing from spirit. I know when I was a kid at church on Easter, we had a gathering before the main church service and in Sunday school room before I got kicked out. Remember, I've told you that story, where adults would listen. They'd all gather and listen to the children give Easter speeches. Some of you gave some of those speeches, and some of them were material, and some of them were very spiritual. So listen to the voices of a new generation. Well, today is our chance, regardless of what's going on around us. In fact, because of what's going on around us, within us, in our society, right here, right now, that we need to claim this new beginning. We can claim it for ourselves. We can claim it for our consciousness. We can claim it for how we're going to walk and be, how we're going to seek to do this collectively and not just as individuals, because we can have a new mind, a new body, a new spirit, and claim it to be so. A new day as part of a holy nation. And there have been some dark days for some of us and for many of us in the past weeks. There may be a dark moment, even if it's not a dark day. And part of being in this holy nation is being able to work with the light in the presence of whatever dark is experienced. And face it, folks, we live on a polarized earth. And we have a North Pole, we have a South Pole. We have hot and cold. We have forces of weather that move from one extreme to the other. We don't even have to talk about political differences in political parties. We have polarities on this planet called Earth, the creation of Creator. And in that process, we can use our minds, our hearts, and our spirit to transform back into the wholeness that we sometimes forget. I've been seeing some of, and only in glimpses, only in part, that because sitting through all day of it is not something that I can really do and stay in the space that I want to help transform what we're experiencing as a society. I can listen to some of the court experiences that this being talked about with the death of George Floyd, the murder of George Floyd, and all the George Floyds and Breonna Taylors that came before that. I can hear some of the new rules about voting. And I'm gonna tell you, I watched some of the things that are happening and I said to myself a couple of weeks ago, what have we learned? What are we learning as humanity? What are we learning? I spirit this in prayer. And when I saw the new rules in Georgia, not the media propaganda about the rules, but the actual rules, I actually read the the laws, some of which limit who can give food and water to people who are standing in line to vote. That really stood out to me. And I thought, what are we learning? What have we learned from shootings and bombings and all these things? And Spirit said to me, in this great experiment that we're involved in this country, the great American experiment, a wonderful thing, that they know not what they do, which is the first word of Jesus on the cross. They know not what they do. But the next word after that that was given to me was, they only know what they intend to do. But they know not what they do. Limits about who can give food and water to people who are in line all day. People who are in line all day can fast and pray. Fast and praying is part of being spiritual warriors. Fast and praying, fasting and praying is part of the growth and evolution of the new mind, the new spirit, the new body. On an earth planet with its polarities, you go far enough to the south, you end up in the north. You go far enough to the east, you end up in the west. You go far enough into what might be dark forces and you end up in the light force. But right here and now, without going through all that, if we go back in our consciousness, if we begin to retrieve, we begin to restore, we begin to remember what it is to be holy, which has to do with healing, then we do everything that we can here and now to heal ourselves and this nation. We take this new day, this new opportunity, have gone into the darkness and to come out again, having laid down whatever was in error in our thinking. And we can claim that. We can, in our prayer, we can ask, restore us to our wholeness, to our holiness. Help us remember and see it, even here and now, in the presence of whatever is going on, so that we can claim it and be it and walk it and multiply it. And we won't feel like we're in a Groundhog Day film over and over and over. We are in the last days of that illusion of separation. We are in the last days of acting as if we cannot find our wholeness. We have acted as if we could find it through separation, through oppression, through elimination of the other. We have acted as if we could find that which is true and original in God's creation about who we are, the wholeness that we are, the divinity that we are, by acting in these other ways. Not in the sacred ways, but in whatever we want to make that is sacred, make it profane. We've acted that way. But in a metaphysical understanding, when we know that our consciousness is connected to the infinite substance and source, we know not just as a theory or as a concept, but as a reality, as a spiritual reality here and now. So no matter what darkness comes our way, we escalate to the next level. We escalate into this new day, into this new beginning, into this wholeness. Fast and pray. I was like, when I heard that word, it was like, oh yeah, no food, no water, fast and pray. You know how to do that. You do it all the time. Teach others. Not that we'll necessarily have to do it. It's the mind of the response to that action that is significant. Otherwise, there is no different outcome while we're merely seeing one another as an enemy and fighting at this plane. We're staying in a third dimension, in an infinite universe. Staying stuck in the third dimension means all we can talk about is who's in control, what time do we eat, and a few other physical level things. There's not a different outcome. But we can deconstruct this separation journey, this illusion, and reconstruct this new experience. The Daily Word says today, I welcome my resurrection experience. Letting go of fear, I say yes, guided by the resurrecting power of Christ spirit within me, the Christ consciousness within me, frees me from any sense of lack and limitation. Now, many of us can get with this when we're doing well and we are challenged. We have to have more time to pray and more time to meditate if we're not doing well as we have measured it in life. But being a holy nation is not a transactional experience. It's not I can be in the holy nation because God is bringing me what I prayed for. God is giving me what I want. The resurrection reminds us to give a bridge of light out of this third dimension experience and into the heart. We can see everything in the darkness through our heart. We can see everything in the darkness through our hearts. And that becomes the light of the world. The resurrection gives us this bridge of light to remember where we came from and who we are, and to go back into that space in as heaven on earth. Not to wait until we crossed over, but now. We're alive now. One of the words of Jesus on the cross was, for this I was spared. It's normally interpreted as, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But in the Lamsa interpretation of the back from the Aramaic straight into the English, it is, my God, for this I was spared. So as Jesus is working out this prophecy and clearing the slate for the power of love and the inner kingdom of consciousness, we can do here and now. We can do here and now. What is a holy nation? Well, Peter speaks to that, and I'm going to share that passage with you. For this I was spared. This is why you are alive now. This is why you're living now and into your maturity, into the time when you can commit and lead some people start winding down. They say, oh, I'm at the end of my career. It's time to wind down. Well, now is the time that we become priests in this holy nation. Peter 1, 2 through 9. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Now that we have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. See, I lay a stone in Zion, the scripture says, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone causes people to stumble. It is a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobeyed the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into this wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. So we're not talking about a nation because of blood and flesh ties. We're talking about a nation because of spiritual ties, because of your commitment. If we had an altar call in here today, this Easter Sunday, which is also Resurrection Sunday, which is also Passover, which is also the first Sunday. If we had an altar call and we had communion, consider this here and now, your call to the altar, your call to recommit, your call to remember that wholeness, to be that wholeness, which we practice in unity all the time, but also to unify that with all that there is, to unify that as a holy nation together. I don't care if your ministry is in teaching, if your ministry is in the church, if your ministry is in serving food, if your ministry is in taking care of the elderly, if your ministry is in making a family home for your children and spouse and significant others, if your ministry is providing music, paintings, things of beauty that deliver joy to others, or healing, or medicine, whatever it is, it's a holy nation. If it's writing, it's a holy nation. You're part of the holy nation. We make that commitment. In this altar call, and some of you have been in churches where there is an altar call, where you have the opportunity on this new day to recommit, to renew in the love and consciousness that is Jesus Christ. To remember that wholeness and to walk in it and to accept whatever it is that Spirit is telling you to do and be. Sometimes we try to get where we want to get, but we keep doing the same thing we've been doing. But if you were told to go out and teach, then teach. If you were told to take your music to the world, then take it. It may start out small, but this is the message that you've been given. As they say at Nike, just do it. And we have all these reasons in the world why we don't. But now is a time to lay aside all hypocrisies and to live strictly in that relationship with the divine. In communion, meaning as one with, to commune with, communicate with, but also to merge with. Now, I don't know what it is we think we're going to have to give up sometimes. I don't know about you, but there were times when I've been told to do something by spirit and I thought about what I might have to give up. I thought about whether I could sustain myself. But when we unify this, when I finally surrender all of that and forget all of that questioning, and I renew that call to the new life, to the new beginning, then I can sing my love songs to God. Then I can sing my love songs to God and mean it. One of the songs that I do that with is "Because You Loved Me." You know, you were my strength when I was weak. You were my voice when I couldn't speak. Today is a day to appreciate what God has done in your life. And no matter what is going on, He didn't bring you this far to leave you. And that's an old song. I can't believe He's brought me this far. I can't believe He's brought me this far. I can't believe He's brought me this far to leave me. An old spiritual. And you know that song and you move with it because you know, because of the resurrection, you have now your prayer, your acceptance for a new day. Wherever you are in your home, you can be in that prayer, at that altar, accepting that change and knowing that when you walk out of here today, you have on the new garment, the new robe. If you've ever been in a sweat lodge or in an Ethiopia purification ceremony or many other ceremonies that do the same thing, when it's over, it's a new life, a new spirit, a new mind, a new body. And in Jesus, we have that in the resurrection. So the person you've been in a stuck issue with, or the system you've been in a stuck issue with, or whatever we see when we see systemic oppression and limitation and attempts to keep one another down. You come to a new place with that. Somebody comes in there looking for you to behave the same old way. And you're like, you're looking for Jesus of Nazareth here in this tomb on the third day when they come in and the stone is rolled away, but He is not here. They're looking for Renee and some of her old habits. They're looking for John and some of his old limitations. They're looking for some way in which you have been stationary or habitual or limited or not leaping into whatever it is that spirit has guided you into doing. Because when you're on the move, people look around, there he goes again. There she goes again. I am doing a new thing. They look for the old me. I am not there. They look for the old argument. I am not there. See, I am doing a new thing on this new day in a holy nation. And with that, we know that we are loved. We know that we are loved, and we know that we can be loved. If you can see today what God has done for you and accept this personal relationship at the altar and embrace that, not just today, but every day, every hour, then we build breath by breath, choice by choice, brick by brick, this holy nation. And we do it with our consciousness, and we do it with our love. I've said before, and I'll say it again, Jesus was speaking most often on behalf of the disinherited, the masses, those who were poor, those who were under threat and oppression. So it's some good spiritual jujitsu to say, only this kingdom is within and not of this world. And he was, the resurrection was for everyone. Yet he was often speaking in ways that people who were under oppression could interpret and enact. So we can accept this today. We can welcome the new day. And we can be in this new garment and show that it is a holy nation that we are part of. And so it is. Let us take a breath in our meditation. The deepest breath. See ourselves as a beautiful living stone. A beautiful living stone of the earth. With each breath, breathing from the center of the earth up to the consciousness of the crown, we see our stone as us, and our connection to the cornerstone, the chief cornerstone. And imagine how we place ourselves, how God places us, how we allow ourselves to be. Positioned in this spiritual house, in this holy nation, where we are forever aligned and attuned. With the Spirit of God. The peace, the excitement, the joy, for our God is a provider, for our God is an overcomer, for our God is the true vine, for our God is the truth, for our God is life. And we celebrate this life and radiate it. And with this light and this life, people who want homes are no longer homeless. Our wholeness becomes that which is unwoundable. Our alignment with the divine is forever accessible and is who we are. And the indwelling presence is our life. And life is good. And joy fills us this morning. In this holy nation, all that has been made crooked becomes straight. And we all rise. We all rise from the death of limitation and the death of oppression. We all rise. And so it is. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Daria. That was beautiful. Oh my goodness. Okay, everybody back here. All right, it's time for the morning offering. And while we aren't physically together in church to collect our offerings, we want to thank everyone who has donated to our center, keeping it going. Even while we're not there, we still have bills to pay. So now you can either postal mail your checks to 800 South Pearl, Centralia, Washington, 98531, or go on our website, unityofcentralia.net, and click on the donation page in the menu. And we also deeply appreciate the ways you give of your time, talent, and treasure. So let's all hold our offering in our hands and hearts as we say our offering prayer together. In a moment. There we go. All right. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And we'll say the blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly, and so it is. And now, if you'd like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, please raise your hands, unmute, or tell us who it is and hold it, or you can just hold it quietly in your heart. Members of the community that have requested we send out healing prayers and energy are Hildy has requested we send our love and healing prayers for her son, Kurt. Those loved ones who have been affected by the pandemic. I think that's it. And also, let's keep my daughter Amy in your prayers. You could use them right now. Okay, take a moment of silence for that. All right. Beloved Father, beloved Mother, Father God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Let's say the prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Let's imagine being in a circle and holding hands and singing our peace song. You can either, if you don't know the words, go ahead and read them off the screen while you sing, or you can go back to gallery view so you can see everybody and sing along with us. Go ahead, Dallas and Linda. And thank you to all who made our Sunday service possible. Please stay with us after service if you wish to share in our fellowship time. Next week, we'll be honored to have Audrey Pitchford, who is somewhere in there. Hi, Audrey. And she will continue her series of heart-centered metaphysics. So go ahead and unmute yourselves and everybody say hi.
Hi.
Hi.